Okay, so we've been talking about acceptance, and what we want to talk about now is total acceptance. And once again, acceptance is not a psychological contract. It's not from the neck up. Acceptance, total acceptance, is an organic feeling, okay? So the whole body gets involved. And we're going to do a little exercise to maybe facilitate this. Try to get the whole body involved. Because what the mind wants to do with acceptance is say, hey, yeah, that's a good idea. I can do this. So I'll accept this, that, and the other, but not on Mondays. You know, or I'll accept 1, 2, 3, but not 4. That's what the mind wants to do. It wants to negotiate a deal. So we want to use the body to get into total acceptance. What the mind wants to do really is it doesn't want to accept. It wants to let go of things, the things that we perceive as negative. We can accept the good stuff, what we call good stuff. We can accept joy and happiness and kindness and love and peace. That's pretty easy. But the things we perceive as bad, as negative, like fear, anger, shame, stuff like that, it's a little harder. And what the mind wants to do, it wants to let go of them. Now, I taught letting go in yoga for many years, and it works pretty good. It actually can change people's lives to let go of these so-called negative emotions and feelings. But it's not quite good enough. There's a better way. And this is acceptance, okay? Because letting go implies separation. Okay, I let something go. I'm here. It's there. And that is actually fragmentation. Okay, we're not whole when we're separate. Acceptance implies oneness, okay? And that's what this stuff is all about. So what we're going to do is, we're going to use the energy body, what they call in yoga the pranamaya kosha, to facilitate, to explore moving a negative, so-called negative thought, feeling, emotion from the head to the heart. Okay? And so, if y'all will lie on your backs and get as comfortable as you can. Okay? If you want, you can have your knees in the air. That takes a little pressure off the low back. But if not, you can just stretch out. And let's start by noticing our breath. And just notice what moves when you breathe. And notice how on inhale is expansion. And on exhale, contraction. This is an obvious physical difference between inhale and exhale. So when we inhale, the belly and the chest probably expand, and on the exhale, they contract. Just get in touch with that. And next, bring your awareness to the rim of the nostrils and notice the breath at the rim of the nostrils. And you may notice that it's a little cooler on the inhale and a little warmer on the exhale. So we breathe in air in at 65 degrees probably, and our body warms it up to 80, 90 degrees. This is more subtle, but if you give it your full attention, you can notice it's a little cooler on the inhale, a little warmer on the exhale at the rim of the nostrils. Another obvious physical difference. And next, follow the movement of air up the nostrils on the inhale, down the nostrils on the exhale. It's a physical difference that we can feel. And now we're going to need to use a little imagination. So bring all your awareness to your left cheek and imagine that your left cheek is breathing. See if you can feel a difference between inhale and exhale at the left cheek. If you can't, that's okay. We'll feel this somewhere. A difference between inhale and exhale at the left cheek. And now the left eye. Imagine that the left eye is breathing. On the inhale, air goes in through the left eye, into the skull, into the brain. On the exhale, out. Feel the difference between inhale and exhale at the left eye. And perhaps on the inhale, you can feel the front of the left eyeball, and on the exhale, you can feel the back. And now the left ear. Imagine the left ear is breathing. On the inhale, air in through the left ear, into the skull, into the brain. On the exhale, out. Feel a difference between inhale and exhale at the left ear. And now the palm of the left hand. Imagine that the palm of the left hand is breathing. Feel a difference between inhale and exhale at the palm of the left hand. And now we add the left arm. So on the inhale, air goes in through the palm of the left hand, up the left arm to the left shoulder. On the exhale, down and out. And this is simply a matter of running your awareness up the left arm on the inhale and down on the exhale. And now to the sole of the left foot. Imagine the sole of the left foot is breathing. Imagine that the sole of the left foot gets a little cooler on the inhale, a little warmer on the exhale. Just imagine. And now we add in the left leg. On the inhale, air in through the sole of the left foot, up the left leg to the left hip. On the exhale, down and out. And now the whole left side of the body. Imagine the whole left side of the body's breathing, and that you can feel the difference between inhale and exhale at the whole left side of the body. Okay, now let go of the breath. Let go of the breath and compare the left side of the body to the right side. The left side of the body may feel a little bit more alive, a little bit more vibratory. And if you can feel the energy in the left side of the body, bring your awareness to the center of the chest and just allow gratitude to flow out from the center of the chest to this energy that's inhabiting the left side of the body. And see what happens. Okay, and now we do the right side. So bring all your awareness to the right cheek. And imagine that your right cheek is breathing. Feel a difference between inhale and exhale at the right cheek. And now the right eye. On the inhale, air in through the right eye, into the skull, into the brain. On the exhale, out. We feel the front of the right eyeball on the inhale, the back of the right eyeball on the exhale. And now the right ear. on the inhale, air in through the right ear into the skull, into the brain. On the exhale, out. And now the palm of the right hand. Feel the difference between inhale and exhale at the palm of the right hand. And now we add in the right arm. On the inhale, air in through the palm of the right hand, up the right arm to the right shoulder. On the exhale, down and out. And now the sole of the right foot. Imagine that the sole of the right foot's breathing. Imagine that it gets a little cooler on the inhale, a little warmer on the exhale. Sole of the right foot. And now we add the right leg in. On the inhale, air in through the sole of the right foot, up the right leg to the right hip. On the exhale, down and out. And now the whole right side of the body. Imagine the whole right side of the body is breathing. And now the whole body. Imagine the whole body is breathing. Both feet, both legs, both hands, both arms, the torso, left side of the face, right side of the face. Feel as though the whole body were breathing. Okay, now let go of the breath. I'll explain part two. What we want to do is use the movement of the breath to bring a negative thought, idea, feeling from the brain to the heart. So first of all, I'd like for you to pick out one thing that's a sort of maybe a minor irritation to you. In your life. It may be better not to make it something major. Well, just something minor. People who drive too fast, the traffic crossings in downtown Ruston or something like that. Something minor. And just kind of have it in the back of your memory. And now what we're going to do is we're going to trace the flow of the breath up and down the body. Okay, because on the inhale, energy moves up the body from the torso into the head. On the exhale, it moves down. Just sort of like a wave flows into the shore and then flows back into the ocean. Okay, so on the inhale, I want you to feel this energy moving up your body to your head. On the exhale, feel it down. And you can use the whole body from the soles of the feet all the way up to the crown of the head, or you can just use a torso from the hips to the top of the head, or even from the belly to the top of the head. I want you to get a hold of this up and down movement. On the inhale, energy moves up. On the exhale, down. And now what I would like for you to do is after each inhale, pause for 2 or 3 seconds and feel what goes on in your head. And it's like a wave as it breaks on the shore. See if you can get that sensation of something happening in your head at the end of the inhale. And then on the exhale, the wave slides back down into the ocean. So it's inhale, movement up, pause, the wave crests, it breaks on the shore, and exhale, it slides back down into the body, into the ocean. And now we're almost through. So next time you inhale, at the pause, place this negative thought, feeling, emotion in this movement inside your head and just let it slide down the body into the heart. And do it several times. Inhale up, pause, place the thought at the breaking of the wave, let it slide back into the ocean, into the heart. Okay, and now just notice your breath and just let the breath go. Because what happens is the ocean allows the wave to pretend to be separate. And yet it calls to the wave. Remember. Remember, little wave, what you really are. And one day, and this is certain, the wave will remember. And it will call back to the ocean. I remember. I remember what I really am. I am that which calls me to remember. I am that. I am that. And so let's get back to our breathing. Notice our breath. And to come out, we want to wiggle our toes and our fingers a little bit. And then whenever you feel like it, you can very, very gently roll over to one side and push up. Just take your time.